Private education group Advertech reported a 3% fall in earnings as a result of lower student intake and a financial hit from an accounting fraud that was uncovered last year. This is Roy Douglas, the CEO of Advertech.
We are very pleased with the results. I think it shows the strength and resilience of the group, even tough economic environment, with revenue up 22% and our trading operating profit up 20% on a normalized basis. I think within that, there are some, well, our tertiary business did extremely well, growing revenue by 26% and profit by 44%. And our resourcing division also, in a particularly tough climate, put in an excellent result, mostly an endorsement of the management strategy to seek new markets and product offerings, in recognition of the fact that the South African economy and market would be a very tough place. So I think overall, from that perspective, very pleasing. Our schools business, a little more muted, 14% revenue growth and only 3% operating profit growth. But we have made a number of investments in the development of capacity, and it takes a while for that to come on stream. And there's no doubt about it that we have seen some tough circumstances for consumers with the economic conditions hurting, and we've had a number of levers. So our underlying enrollments in the schools business has been good, but we have actually seen an increase in the number of leavers for primarily financial reasons, and then secondly, emigration and semigration, which we did cover off at half year and expanded upon the impact that that has on the business.
I remember last year, I think when we spoke, we were just dealing with news that had come out from your side that there was some kind of fraud that was relating to the 2015 and 2016 results, if I'm not mistaken. Has that been accounted for?
Yes, that's quite correct. In fact, we did announce the impact of a fraud. The total value of that was 48.1 million, 35.5 after tax. But it was perpetrated over a three-year period, in fact, 2015, 2016, and in 2017. Ironically, we uncovered the fraudulent practice as a result of changes that we were bringing about in the school's business, particularly on its financial reporting and process matters and stuff, and that was disappointing for us. But it has been fully accounted for in the 2017 financial year. So the results that we're talking about are the normalised trading results.
On the school division side, you mentioned that enrolments at some of our premium brands are particularly impacted due to financial pressures on some families and the effects of emigration and semigration. From your perspective, from where you stand, is there anything you can control, or at this point it's sort of out of your hands with regards to what's happening in the schools division?
Certainly, I think the problem is that we can adopt different strategies. The point is about they're probably uncontrollable in the short term, but we can definitely adopt strategies that help us to manage it for the medium to the longer term. So, for example, a number of people in our premium brands have felt financial pressures, and had we had a broader representation in, say, the Advertech Academy's mid-fee sector schools, which are performing extremely well, and had we had more of those offerings, we might have been able to negate some of the impact by offering parents the opportunity perhaps of moving to other schools within the group. Likewise with the semigration. Obviously, there's not much we can do about immigration if families have decided to leave the country completely. But again, our representation in the Western Cape, which has been the chief benefactor of the sort of the semigration trend within South Africa, is relatively low. And again, it's not something we can deal much with in the short term, but certainly in the medium term, we hope to increase our presence in the Western Cape, have a more balanced portfolio. And I think you'll see that in these results we announced, there has been a lot of activity on that specific issue. You know, we bought Elkana, Glenwood House and Greenwood Bay, all of which are in the Western Cape, and that's part and parcel of our strategy to try and improve our presence in that market sector. So probably short term, a little beyond our control.
Yeah.
Medium to longer term, there are certainly things that we believe that we might be able to put into place that would allow for mitigating strategies.
Your tertiary division did very well. What do you believe you're doing right on that front?
You might recall that a few years back now, we spent some time restructuring and repositioning our tertiary bands, and I think the work that we did there is obviously paying dividends for us now. The businesses are very well focused on their respective target markets. Their operating structures are efficient and effective, and their value proposition, their consumer value propositions, are well understood and clearly communicated, and that's delivering good, really good results for us. We're very pleased, obviously, with that performance. So, we're working in our schools business, which, of course, has grown dramatically over the last few years with a number of acquisitions. Mm. What that means is that we've got a plethora of legacy systems and structures within the business that we are obviously dealing with. In essence, we are creating very clearly focused brands brand groups and brand teams to concentrate on their market offering and market proposition. And then we're supporting that with the integration of back office finance and admin functions so that we'll consolidate all transaction processing, look at unitary information systems, which would reduce a lot of the complexity. And we expect that that will deliver handsome benefits for us in the future. You know, the schools business for many years was the stalwart of Adtech. The tertiary business is performing extremely well at the moment. And with the work that we're doing on our tertiary business, we think we'll have a very well structured and balanced business going forward and well able to take advantage of the demand that we see continuing both here in South Africa and also, of course, in Africa.
The one thing that I'm quite excited about on your behalf as well is the fact that you'll be opening your first Crawford International School in Nairobi. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that is very exciting for us. I'm not sure if you've ever had the opportunity to go to Nairobi, but one of the unavoidable features is that it is a very heavily congested city. The traffic problem is well known and well recorded. It's typical of most of the countries that have seen, you know, some pretty impressive economic growth and infrastructure failing to keep up with that. And as a result, Rendeva, who are a property developer throughout Africa, have developed a very exciting proposition called Tatu City, very similar to sort of satellite developments of Sandton City, Midrand, that you see happening in major metropolitan areas everywhere to free up the congestion and infrastructure blocks that happen when an area develops rapidly. Now, the opportunity for us to take Crawford International into Kenya, into an area at Tatu City, which is, as I say, a satellite development just outside of Nairobi, and we have no doubt that that will be an enormous success as an area to free up the congestion and the movement of goods and services, and Crawford will be very well positioned.